Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Sanhedrin, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Most carbonists require smicha. You have to lean on the carbon. That means that you place both of your hands on the top of the animal's head and you lean on it. Lean on it with all of your strength. The Dayanim of the Sanhedrin had to lean on the bull they brought for their Par Helem Dava Shel Tzibur. When would they bring a Par Helem Dava Shel Tzibur? If the Sanhedrin made a mistake and they told the people that they can do something which actually they were not allowed to do, and not only that, it had a Chi of Karis on it. They made a mistake, they said something is mutter, and Roiv of Klal Yisrael relying on what the Sanhedrin said, Taka did it. So the Sanhedrin had to bring this Par Helem Dava Shel Tzibur, this special bull, as the Karban Chatas. So the shaila is, how many Dayonim had to lean on it? Zakta Mishnah, Smichas Zekeinim, as well as Varifas Egla. What is Arifas Egla? If someone was found, Rachmana Litzlan, lifeless, someone attacked this person. He was found in Eretz Yisrael between two or more towns. We don't know who did it. So the Sanhedrin has to take measurements to see which town is the nearest. And the Sanhedrin of that town have to take a calf, an eagle that never worked. They have to bring it to a nachal, to a hard, rocky valley, and they chop off its head. How many Sanhedrin, how many members of the Sanhedrin had to be there to measure from where the goof of this person was found to the nearby town? Sakta Mishnah, both by Smicha Zekeinim as well as Varifas Egla Bishloisha. You had to have three members of the Sanhedrin, Divi Rabbi Shimon, as the Altra of Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Ime Bachamisha, Rabbi Yehuda says five. The Gemara dashes this from Sukkim. Vaitrezakt de Mishnah Hachalitza. If a man passes away without children, it is a mitzvah for one of his brothers to marry the almana. And that's called Yivum. She's called a Yivum. If the brother doesn't want to, the only way she's allowed to marry someone else is if they do chalitza. She has to take off his shoe before the bezdin. She spits in his direction. She has to make a statement. So Zakta Mishnah HaChalitza, as well as a Vahamei Unin. What is Miun? Midin Torah, a girl who's a Ketana, can be married off by her father. If the girl has no father, Chazal allowed her mother or her adult brother to pick a husband for her, but that's only midrabana. So Chazal gave her a way out. She has a right to leave. If she's still a child, without even receiving a get, she simply has to say, no, I don't like him. That's called miun, to refuse. But this has to be done, bishloisha, both chalitza and miun, in front of three dayanim. Again, look in the batanura, you will see how this is darshan from Sukkim. Weiter sagt de Mishnah, Neta Revai. Now we know that all the fruit that grows on a tree during the first 3 years is arla. You can't eat it. On the fourth year, it's called Neta Revai. Neta Revai has the same halachas as Maaser Sheni. Okay, so Maaser Sheni, what's Maaser Sheni? The first and second year after Shemitah, you have to separate Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Third year, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. Fourth year and fifth year, once again, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Sixth year, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. Good, but what do I do with this Maaser Sheni? Can I eat it? Yes, but you have to bring it up to your Shalayim. I have to bring it up to your Shalayim. I have a field of 16 train loads, and you have to redeem it. Bring up the money and buy food with that on Yerushalayim. Same is true for Neta Revai. Either you bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat it, or you redeem it and take the money to Yerushalayim and buy the food in Yerushalayim. Now, sometimes there's a clear market price. You know, a pound of oranges is $2. Sometimes, as the Batanura explains, let's say the pear started to rot a little bit, so it doesn't have the regular price. Someone has to assess how much it's worth. That has to be done through a bezdin. So Zakta Mishnah, Neta Revai, the peiros that grow during the fourth year, Maaser Sheni, as well as Maaser Sheni, She'ein Dam of Yiduin. It doesn't have a clear market price, like it started a little bit decay. So Bishloisha, for that we have a bezdin of three. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Hagdesha is Bishloisha. If someone is Magdish something to the Beis HaMikdash, and then you want to come and redeem it, you have to have three to assess its value. When it comes to Hegdish, this is whether there is or there isn't a market price. How come by the Neta Revai and the Maaser Sheni, it's only payrolls that start rotting a little bit, that we're not sure what the price is, otherwise we don't need a Bezdin. Yet if I donate my hammer to Hegdish or my magic marker to Hegdish, and I want to redeem it here, I do need a bezin. And the answer is because people that deal with payrois, they know the value of payrois. When it comes to donating things to Hegdish, it could be anybody donating anything. Most people don't know the exact price. So therefore, Chazal said, you always need a bezdin. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, hu arachin. Now, arachin is, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, if we get to Masech, this Erechin, we'll learn it be'ion a little bit more, but I'm sure you remember from Pashas B'chukaisai. Someone says, let's say, Erech ploini alai, the Erech of so-and-so upon me. So there's certain set amounts, depending on how old that person is, whether it's a Zachar or a Keva. So this person said, Taka, let's say, the Erech of so-and-so is upon me. Now he has to pay. And he wants to pay with movable objects. He has a box of pens. He wants to pay with these pens. Now, who's to determine how much those pens are worth? So, Arachin, Hamitaltalin, the movable objects that he wants to use to pay an Erechin pledge, B'shloisha, without need a bezin of three. Rabbi Huda says, and Echad Mehen Koyin. One of these three members of the bezin that are determining how much it's worth, one of them has to be a Koyin. Because by Erechin it says, Ke'erkecha HaKoyin explains about Tanur. The Hakar Kais, if this person doesn't have movable objects that he can use to pay up his pledge, and he wants to give karka, he wants to give land, then Tisha the Kain. You need 10 people, and one at least has to be a Kain. 9 regular people and one Kain. The Adam Kayaitse Behen. Let's say someone says, the money of so and so, how much that person is worth, I take upon myself. You also have to figure out how much he would be worth if he was sold in the marketplace. So for there too, you need 10, and one has to be a kain. Now, if you say, Erech Ploini Alai, there's a set amount. The Torah says how much you pay, depending on how old that person is. Depending if he's a Zachar in a Keva, like we explained earlier. It's nothing to do with how healthy he is or how strong he is. But if you say the value of so-and-so, then we need a bezin to determine the value. And that bezin has to be 10, with at least one being a kain. Okay. Quickly, chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. If bezin brings a par helem dover shel tzibur, and that's because they made a mistake on a psak halacha, which is a chi of karis, and roiv of Klal Yisrael acted on their psak. So a carbon requires smicha to lean on it. 3 of the Sanhedrin have to lean on it. The Batanura says, incidentally, that included in this term smicha also refers to the smicha on a chacham, to make him an official member of Bezin. We get the lashon of smicha because the pasuk says, Vayismach es yadav alav. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu gave Yeshua smicha. Now the Batanura says, they didn't mamish have to give smicha with their hands, but it was called smicha. It was now called Rebbe. If you remember about the kinnis from Tisha B'Av, that the Romans answered the smicha, and the Tanoim were Maisa Nefesh themselves, they mamish risked their lives to give smicha, one of the Sara Ruge Malchus. Let's see if you can look up in the kinnis and see who it is. But he took his Talmidim, took the Tanoim between two big mountains, because they were scared if the Romans will find out they gave smicha in a certain city, they would kill out the whole city. And he gave smicha. When the Romans started to come, he told them to run. Now that's the real smicha, where bezin could paskin dine knosais, even in chutz laretz. We don't have the real smicha today, like we explained. We do have something called smicha, which means that a rav says so-and-so can paskin, but it's not this type of a smicha. The Batanura says that the Rambam holds, the Rambam says it would appear to him, even though we don't have smicha ish mipi ish from Moshe Rabbeinu, but if all of the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael got together to give smicha to a yachid or to a rabbim, then they could pass in dine knosis, and they could give smicha to others. And there was once a story in the times of the Beis Yosef, where Rabbi Yaakov Beirav, and he taka gave smicha. One of the people he gave smicha to was the Beis Yosef. And there was a major controversy then, if taka, we have a right to be mechadish the smicha b'zman hazeh. But when Mashiach comes, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we'll have the smicha according to all shitas, all the way up from Moshe Rabbeinu till where we are. So again, when the Mishnah says smicha zekeinim, it refers to how many zekeinim have to lean on the par helem dover shel tzibra, but also included over here, says the Batanura, is the inyan of giving smicha to a chacham, where although there's a main tana that gives the smicha, two others should be next to him. Okay, so smicha zekeinim is with 3, arifas egla, that's if a dead body is found between two cities, you have to chop off the head of a calf, that's done with 3, is the altar of Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda says it's done with 5, they argue over different drashes in the Pesukim. Chalitza, if someone does not want to be miyavim, his brother's wife, when his brother passed away without children. Or miun, which is a ktana, who says she doesn't want the husband that her mother or brothers gave her. So she makes an official statement that she doesn't want this husband. Both chalitza and miyun is with 3. Neta Ravai, those are the peiros that grow in the fourth year, and Meiser Sheni, both have the same din. You have to take the peiros to Yerushalayim and eat it. If you don't, you have to redeem it, take the money, and buy the peiros in Yerushalayim. Sometimes the money is not so clear. It's ain dom of Yiduin. Maybe the peiros started to rot a little bit. It's not worth the regular value. So you have to assess how much it's really worth. You need a bezin of three. If someone donates something to Hegdish, you always need a bezin of three. If someone says, Erech Pliny Alai, there's a set amount the Torah says he has to give. He wants to pay using movable objects. You need a bezin of three to determine how much those objects are worth. Rabbi Yehuda says that one of the three has to be a kayin. If he wants to pay with karka, then you need 10. One has to be a kayin. And if someone didn't say, pointing to someone, the erich of that person on me. So there's no set amount. Rather, he says the value of that person on me, which means we have to determine how much that person would be worth if he was sold on the shuk as an Evan. For that too, you need 10, and at least one has to be a Kayin.